Perek Beis Mishnah Vav Ve'elu Yerakos She'adam Yotze Behen Yudei Chavasa BePesach. These are the following vegetables that a person fulfills his mitzvah on Pesach of eating maror. Bachazeres, with chazeres, they're most familiar with, which is chasa, lettuce. Ube ulshin, ulshin is, they say here, tzikurium, which is endives in French, so endives. Ube tamcha. Tamcha, the Rambam explains, it's a type of endive that grows in gardens. And other commentaries explain that tamcha hainu mash nachlu korm chazeres, it's what we call chazeres. Okay? Two different pshatim. Ubachar chavina. Char chavina is a min semach type of sprout. Kutzni, it's got like thorns on it. Shebeodu tsa'er, when it's still in its youthful stage, mishamish, it serves kirech like a vegetable. Ve'olav, and its leaves. Ve'shashiv, and its roots. Now, chalam, they're edible. They call it over here, arn givum. Okay, other kinds of stuff. Ube mar, and of course, mar, min kuzbar, type of coriander that's very bitter. So all these things, yotzen behen, b'yorakos eli, fulfill your mitzvah of mar with these vegetables, ben lachen, whether they are moist and they're fresh, ben yuvashin, whether they are dry. And the Gemara explains that dafka, beklachem, only in the stalk of it, okay, shalaham, yotzen afkashim yuvashin, if it's dry, only if you eat the stalk would you fulfill the mitzvah of mar. Like we're going to learn in a couple of seconds at the end of the Mishnah, that you can fill the mitzvah with the stalk if it's dry. But if the leaves are dry, then you're not yotze unless, until they're moist. So the, using a dry, using it in a dry stage is only okay if you use a stalk. If you use the leaves, it has to be moist, otherwise it's no good. Okay. Avalo kavushin. The mar cannot be, pickled in vinegar. Velo shalukin, it cannot be, overcooked. Shluk mevushalan, you have to be there, overcooked. Can't be overcooked. Velo mevushalan, it can't be cooked like the normal derech that you cook it. Okay. Umitztar from the kazayas. So, what that means that if you take, you don't have to just use one of these vegetables. Even if you took a piece from all these vegetables and you combine them all together, they add up to the kazayas to fulfill the mitzvah. And tear from mini yorakos elishir kazayas, hov, kulam, arm, ham, since they're all bitter. So you could take a little bit from each of them, combine them all into kazayas, that's good enough, then you fulfill your mitzvah of mar. And the same holds true, like we mentioned earlier, with the five different types of grains to use for matzah. If you combine them all together, then you also fill your mitzvah as long as it's a kazayas. It doesn't have to be, just from one of them. It could be from multiple of them, as long as they combine as a kazayas. V'yotzen, and you fulfill your mitzvah of mar bekelach shalahan. So here the Mishnah says that you could even fulfill the mitzvah of mar with the stalks of these vegetables, even when it's dry, like we just mentioned earlier. So the stalks could be, even when it's dry, whereas the leaves are only when they are moist. Okay. Uba demai. What if these vegetables were demai, right? We said that they were purchased from an Am Haaretz, and you don't know whether they were maisit or not. You could still use it, like we mentioned earlier, because you can make yourself, because aniyim, poor people, could eat demai, so on Pesach, you can technically make yourself like an ani by being mafia your possessions, so demai is okay also. With maiser rishon, and maiser rishon shenitla truma, so that the trumas maiser was taken, like we mentioned in the previous mission, it's also okay. With maiser sheni v'hektish sheniftu, and if it was coming from maiser sheni or hektish that was redeemed, like we mentioned in the previous Mishnah regarding matzah, you also fulfill your mitzvah for mar. But with tevel, that wasn't, produce that wasn't tithed at all, and the other isurim that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah, a person does not fulfill his mitzvah of mar with it. And even though that the technically taking of maaser on vegetables is rabbinic, as opposed to the grains, which is on a Torah level, still you can't fulfill your mitzvah if you're using food that wasn't tithed, if you used food that's tevel. Because at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah above aveira, it's a mitzvah that's coming through an aveira, and therefore it won't work. And that concludes Mishnah Vav. Moving right along to Mishnah Zion. Ein shorin. You cannot soak on Pesach es hamorsin. Morsin is the waste that comes out from kamach and flour. You cannot soak it in water, l'tarnagolim, in order to feed it to your chickens as chicken food, as food for your chickens. Because the morsin, this waste from the flour, when it gets soaked in water, it could come to leaven, and we don't want that to happen. Aval cholten, but you could stoke it. Some morsin b'mayim rotchim. You put it into boiling hot water, and if you put it into boiling hot water, it's like instantaneously, it gets cooked so quickly, shemiruv achom, from the, you know, abundance of the heat, humit bashil, cooks very quickly, v'inabal dechimas, won't come to leaven. So a slow cooking process would be prohibited, or just soaking it would be prohibited. But if you put it into boiling water and it's stoked, I'm forgetting the word, but it just gets cooked right away, so then that's okay, because we're not concerned it'll come to leaven to turn into chametz. Ha'isha, what about a woman? Lo tishras amorsin, she cannot soak morsin, this waste from the flour. She toloch b'yada l'merchatz, that she brings in her hand to the beis ha'merchatz, meaning she's going to the bathhouse and she would use this to rub on her body, to clean her body. She can't soak it, because again, the morsin ha'isha lo tishras amorsin, yes, she can't soak this morsin when she goes to the bathhouse, because again, it will leaven and it'll turn into chametz. We're concerned about that.
So
she could take the morsin in its dry state and then rub it on her flesh, even though her flesh is moist and it produces moisture. We're not concerned that level of moisture will make the morsin leaven, and that would be a permitted usage if she took it in a dry state and rubbed it on her flesh. And then the Mishnah concludes, Lo yilos adam chitin, a person cannot chew wheat, v'yaniach al makosa, then place it on a wound, v'pesach on Pesach, some kind of, you know, healing method, v'bneishin machmitzos, because again, they will leaven, we're concerned that the saliva in your mouth may cause it to leaven, and come to become chametz. So regarding Hilchos Pesach, we're very stringent, and therefore one can't do that, and that concludes Mishnah Zion.